The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside.
Shazam!
Shazam!
Yeah, why not? Shazam. You know that I am one who believes a lot in inspiration, perspiration, hard work, hard thinking, getting our way through some of the problems that come to us each day. Our lives are filled with opportunity. Are you taking advantage of the opportunity that you're presented with today? I hope Jennifer Horn feels she is, and Ken Kessler here, Rich McFadden will be along. We are all here to serve you, but you are also there to serve you and to serve others. I believe strongly in the synchronicity of man. That's where Uri Geller and I have come to the same conclusion over 20 years of friendship. And I don't drop his name to be a name dropper. I know that's what Kenny Moore, Jennifer teases me about. Excuse me while I trip over that name.
Let me jump over that. You know, and I was reveling with Greg Grunberg.
Well, but I don't, and I try not to, you know, these are people, the thing that oftentimes we forget, it's fun to know people who are known by other people, but they're just people. There's no difference between any of us, really. When you get right down to it, we have the same basic bodily components. We need to go to the bathroom every day. Take a shower, hopefully, every day, get cleaned up, and pay attention to what it is that we do best. What do you do best? What is there that do you, are you a good thinker? Are you a good actor? Do you think about what it is that you do that affects other people? Are you someone who is detail-oriented, and do you sometimes think, I got to control that situation? Well, you know what? You really can't control much of anything except what goes on in your own life. So let it flow. I feel like the Zen master here. The natural rhythm of your life. You probably can't control even all of your own experiences, but you can choose to follow or to lead. And I think that's really there are followers, right? Mm-hmm. And there are leaders. But if you get into sort of a flow, a daily flow, and don't take some things too seriously, you can relax and be more, effective is the word that I'm looking for. That's what I try to do here. I mean, there's plenty of tension in the world. In the interpersonal relationships that bring us to tension, whether it's spouses, partners, whether it's people we work with, people who are in authority. You may or may not have heard the story from the second hour this morning. If you want to hear, I think it was the bottom of the hour, Kenny. We talked about the police and the lights, the red lights, the traffic cameras, and the fact that the all of those, anybody who's gotten a ticket from a red light camera is probably going to be able to get his or her money back because. Some smart guy in Florida who was fed up with getting red light traffic tickets had a lawyer who cleverly researched the law, and the law says the only people who can give tickets out are representatives of the law. And the tickets that have been coming from the red light cameras were all sent by the company that was operating the cameras, and thus the loophole. And thus, if you have one of those tickets, throw it away. Don't pay it. They can come back and say, oh, this is the law, and you just challenge it. Or get a copy of the ruling. It's pretty easy to get now. You find that story at the bottom of the hour, the second hour, DougStephan.com. Probably ought to send, I think I found that story somewhere, Kenny, but maybe we can post it. You find it posted on Facebook.com/Good Day. Comments there, Twitter, @Good Day Show. The reason I brought this up is because I thought I've had some tense feelings myself in the last couple of days. And Jennifer said to me this morning, how was I feeling?
You sound better.
And I guess I'm feeling that I can't figure a way to help anybody unless I can help myself.
And so I better help myself to coming around to realizing that I can't control what other people do and think. I maybe can influence with love and attention and affection, but I can't be the one who's responsible. And I've been like that all my life. I've been responsible for others. I wanted everybody to be happy. I want everybody to get along. I want everything to work. And you know what? It drives me crazy to the point of making me ill. So the thing that is necessary here is for us to all realize that we have our gifts, we have things that we're good at, realize what we're good at, and hopefully put them forth. And if other people appreciate it, God love them. If they don't, then you work toward somebody who does, or just appreciate them yourself and let Charlotte appreciate it. Charlotte is my English bulldog. Anyway, that's the that's what I'm reminded. I was sad the passing of Ben Bradlee. Not that I was a great follower of his. He was the editor of the Washington Post during the Watergate days, and he was responsible for promoting a lot of pretty good news people at the time. He was too much of an icon to be a good. He was a manager. He was not a journalist. But a lot of people paid a lot of attention to him because he had won Pulitzer Prizes. One was for reporting. It wasn't his reporting. It was people that worked for him at the Washington Post. But one of those sort of iconic figures that when they pass away, he had Alzheimer's, and that was not pleasant, as you can imagine. So Ben Bradlee passing at 93. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is the official attorney for the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I think most of you are familiar with him and his work. Professor Wiseman is going to join us in a moment to give us the overview of how Oscar Pistorius has done in terms of sentencing. That's up next here on Good Day.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't wanna know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Can our pets get Ebola? Here are the facts. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the news surrounding the Ebola outbreak, it's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, is here to set the record straight.
The chance of a dog or a cat being exposed to the Ebola virus in the United States is extremely low, just as the risk is extremely low for people in the U.S. There have actually been no reports of dogs or cats getting sick from Ebola.
Doctor, should we be worried?
This particular situation, as it is in the United States, is reason for caution and concern, but certainly not a reason for panic. We have appropriate measures in place, and the incidence in a couple of people does not put the population at large at risk. So it's time to be cautious, but no time for panic.
For more information about Ebola and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org/Ebola.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, and Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. I always call upon him when there's some legal decision. I have two of them for you, but first, the first one is the Pistorius case. You're not an expert on South African law, but I suppose lawyers can apply things because you can get the general principles, right?
Well, of course I'm an expert in South African law.
Oh, damn.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there are some critical differences between South African law and law in the United States. For one thing, the prosecution can actually appeal a criminal decision in South Africa. So the prosecutors there do have the option of appealing this, saying that it was improperly decided, and having another trial for murder. It's unlikely that they're going to do that. I'm not sure that they really want to go through another trial like that. The defense has already said they are accepting of this. And then, frankly, what is kind of pretty much the same, although a five-year sentence, which can be down to 10 months of house arrest and then the balance, or 10 months in jail and the rest served under house arrest, isn't exactly in keeping with here. A five-year to maybe 6 or 7 year verdict and judgment for a manslaughter, which is what this would be the equivalent of, would be pretty much what would be done here in the United States.
So it's no big deal. This is pretty much in the reality.
Okay. You know, and this was something where they were concerned because is he getting the justice because he's a white celebrity getting something better? And he didn't. He got what really their system would say is fair.
I had I said something yesterday that I was criticized for by several people when I suggested that they wouldn't give him an ankle bracelet because they couldn't find his ankle.
I'm sorry. I think that's pretty funny.
Well, listen, you know. Okay, speaking of funny, does Bill Cosby have a case against Hannibal Buress, who is a stand-up comedian that's accused, who's accused Cosby of rape? Cosby settled out of court with a bunch of women a number of years ago, but he's gotten a lot of attention. A lot of people are talking about this, and I wonder if Cosby has a case against this guy.
You know, even if he did, the last thing Bill Cosby wants to do is sue him for libel and go to court and have this all come out, whether it is true or not. He really doesn't have much of a case, even if indeed Cosby is totally innocent of these charges. He is a celebrity, and just like a public figure who might be a politician, you can say things about them that may otherwise be libelous, so long as you are not purposely lying and don't have malice, a callous disregard for the facts. And frankly, there is enough out there to be able to make these kind of allegations, even if they're not accurate. So as a practical matter and a legal matter, not much of a case.
All right, we have 60 seconds for a review of the Florida case where the fellow who got was getting tickets, the red light tickets, and the tickets were coming from the company that runs the camera, thrown out. And I wonder if that will have ramifications on the whole country. I just said a few minutes ago, you get red light camera tickets, don't pay them because the law says the tickets have to be written by a law enforcement official, and these tickets are coming from the company. Am I right?
Yeah, and you are right. It doesn't fit the what the statute
requires.
Don't
pay the fines.
It is something that will get fixed, though.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I saw a guy on a tractor trailer purposely run over, knock down a light at a corner that had a traffic camera on it. He just rolled the 18-wheeler over it. I thought that was fairly fitting, frankly. Get out your frustrations that way. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, important information on some important legal rulings here on Good Day.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
I put a spell on you. Because of my
Halloween. All right, week from Friday, right, Kenny?
Yep.
Stop the things you do.
Gotta have some Halloween music between now and then here and there. This is Screaming Jay Hawkins.
What up?
Best part of the song, the last 15 seconds.
I love the end of this. All right, well, we'll come back and revisit that here. Let's,
why? What do you mean, come back and revisit that?
Because we've got a minute and 20 seconds before they happen. Right, we're going to jump into Simmons for a minute.
C-F-B-L when the morning comes.
This is the Gene Simmons.
Jumping Gene Simmons, not my kiss.
Not right. Could have been his early life. Tune's called Haunted House from the 60s.
Ain't no Hank gonna run me off.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's another one of your favorites. Hold on.
It was a one-eyed, one horse, flying purple people.
You're big in Halloween.
One horse, flying purple people. One heart, one mind, flying purple people. Eater sure looks strange to me.
As a Chef Woolley
came down to
was a drover on Rawhide.
Mr. Purple. That's right. He was an old country western star, right?
Yeah, he was. Yep. He and the guy who did the theme. All right, you want to go back to tell the story in a second? Go back to Screaming Jay.
We can fit in a few minutes of Old Blue Eyes.
Wait a minute. What happened to the end of Screaming Jay Hawkins?
It's coming.
Wicked witch cry.
Ah, that's good stuff. All right, here's Screaming Jay.
I don't care if you don't want me. I'm yours right now. I'll put a spell on you.
Really awful.
This song just kills me.
She's a witch queen.
Redbone.
Of New Orleans.
All right, so let me tell my Chef Woolley story. You've heard this story before.
I've heard this story a million times.
Have you really?
For those who haven't, good.
Jennifer, you've heard this story, no?
I think so.
All right, Kenny, you've heard the story?
Yeah,
I love to tell the story because it's such a fun story. Chef Woolley
and Johnny Western were among a group of dozens and dozens. After that, it was Wilfred Brimley and Richard Farnsworth. Two guys, the same story you can tell on both of them.
These are older actors.
This was in what year?
Yeah.
Well, those of you don't recognize the names, these are actors from the 50s.
Wilfred Brimley's the old man that does the
opening. Right, but he was more recently in the same reality as Sheb Woolley and Johnny Western were. These guys started, they started in the 40s, Richie, 50s, television, movies. Johnny Western was until recently the morning host on a country station in Kansas, in Wichita. Wonderful guy. He's the one who wrote and sang the theme for Paladin. He was
an old Western show.
Oh, come on. You get it.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
Paladin? Really? Oh, my
Never
God.
Heard of it.
All right. Okay. Well, culturally, shows you what the U.S. education system is missing. This is a perfect example of it.
Right.
Don't know. Because they don't teach Paladin in school.
Right. Don't know about Paladin.
Oh, my God.
No wonder we're
This country's going down the toilet. They don't teach kids about old Western shows.
So anyway, Johnny Western and Sheb Woolley were extras on Paladin. Bad guys. They were always bad guys. Johnny Western told me he'd been killed 560 times in movies and TV shows. Anyway, he was sitting around while they were waiting for a setup to shoot the next scene, and he was strumming his guitar, and Paladin, Richard Boone, loved it and said, "Can you do a theme? You think you can come up with a theme for my TV show?" And he did, and that's where Paladin, the song, came from. That was, if you've seen that old, probably.
So for all of you out there who have kids who are getting a horrible education, Doug just fixed it.
I did, yes. So Johnny Weston and Sheb Woolley were friends, and they then became stars in their own right on the circuit. But first they were extras and bad guys in movies and westerns, and Sheb Woolley was singing, Johnny Weston was singing.
I'd love to have been killed 500 times. It's like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
33 at the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Sean Anderson, who's the founder of Extra Mile America, a voice on the power of the Go, the Extra Mile message. A pretty good keynote speaker, very motivational. Spend some time with us here in this half hour of the Good Day program. Meanwhile, I'm motivated to bring you up to date on what you need to know regarding Ebola at home and abroad. The World Health Organization's Emergency Committee on Ebola is meeting today for the third time since August. The CDC holding a conference with them, calling for faith and community-based workers to try to stem the tide here. In Washington, Ron Klain, who brings government experience but no health background, starts as the Ebola response coordinator. White House says that he will not testify at a scheduled congressional hearing. He just got on the job. Okay. I'm not sure that I care too much about him or what he's doing. That's my own pejorative on this. A couple of new vaccines may prevent the Ebola infection being fast-tracked for testing. That's kind of a duh. Process will take months, though, because of the process. We can't violate the process. Good God, no. Something might happen, like somebody would die if they took it. That's what I find so ludicrous about this. If we give it to people and they have Ebola and the shot doesn't work, they'll die.
Oh, yeah, well, guess what's going to happen anyway.
Right, hello, duh.
Well, not only that, but if they give it to them and they die and it doesn't work, that means that they're not working on one that will work.
Yeah, right. So you're for let's get going, right, Kenny?
Absolutely.
Let's get going. All right, so the common sense as it applies here one way or the other. The midterm election countdown think it's interesting to see who's going out on the stump. Talking earlier about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton out on the stump. The vice president is in Illinois and Colorado today, and his wife is in Texas trying to get people to vote for Democratic candidates there. Not so effective. Joe Biden, I don't know. What do you think? Would you want, if you were a Democrat running, would you want him to be there campaigning for you? Nice guy. Affable.
And fun, really fun to watch.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a message. The Clintons have a message.
What's yeah, but you message? Would go to see him just to see what whether he might accidentally say.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right.
Fun.
Yeah, right. Over on the Republican side, several potential presidential candidates like Rick Santorum and Rand Paul and Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are at rallies for candidates today in South Dakota, Iowa, South Carolina, Illinois. Notice they are all separated because they don't like each other. They don't. They're not
well,
friends.
Do you think they're going to have like a fist fight if they're in the same room together?
I don't know, but it's kind of silly sometimes. You put all these people. And the one they like the least is Chris Christie. Which one did I just lost?
I don't Governor know. Christie. What yeah. happened? Did it fly out your ear?
Yeah, wingo like that.
Wing.
Yep. Okay, let's see here. This is a great story. The Swedish Defense Ministry says that military teams on ships, helicopters, and minesweepers are searching today again off the Baltic Sea near Stockholm for an unidentified foreign vessel that may be a Russian submarine. The hunt for Red October continues. Just one ping, Vasily. Richie's better at that.
One ping and one ping only.
Right. There you go. I knew I could count on you when I needed it.
When
I love my
Sean
Connery, yeah. Name my son after him.
Yep. Really? You didn't name him Dudley? For? I thought you were going to name your...
That's his middle name.
Oh.
Yeah, Sean Dudley McFadden. That's it.
S.D.
I never
McFadden.
Mentioned that, did I?
No, yeah. You never told me that. All right, so let's see here. San Francisco took game one. Richie, did you watch it?
I did.
Really?
In and out, yeah.
What'd
yeah.
you think?
I'm disappointed. I was hoping Kansas City would continue their streak of no-loss playoffs and just breeze right through the series. But doesn't look. I told you guys last week, San Francisco's going to win it all.
I told you, people!
Don't count them out yet.
I hope not. I'd love to see Kansas City win it, but man.
They want to be Royals.
Those Giants just know how to get it done when it counts.
Get it done.
Yeah, they do.
Right. Losers. A new study out today suggests that listening to music makes strenuous workouts feel easier and may help people push themselves harder.
Duh.
Duh. All right.
What rocket scientist came up with that big one?
I'm going to use that as a launchpin into Sean Anderson's conversation, which we'll have in a moment. I think we sat with him in a few minutes, Richie?
Uh-huh.
All right, Sean Anderson, up next here on Good Day.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Inn's Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvalueinn.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, third annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You got to pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, 17 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I happy to have Sean Anderson with us, the founder of Extra Mile America, Extra Mile Day, and also leading voice on the power of the Go the Extra Mile message. We need a message, Sean. We need somebody who can motivate us. Are you the man?
Well, I'm absolutely happy to stand forward and be that guy for you. Good morning.
You are. How are you going to motivate us to be successful today?
Well, I hope to remind you that you get one life and nobody else can make a life great for you except you. So let's start with that.
Do you know...
Hallelujah, brother.
Do you know Ed Foreman? Do you know that name?
I don't.
He's a motivational person as well. And one of the things that I love about him, his motto is, I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific. And in the sense that people just need sometimes a simple message to build their hopes around, the essence of one word sometimes or a phrase gets people going. How did you get going? What motivated you?
Well, you know, I've always been passionate about wanting to live the life I love. And I never looked at somebody else to plant that dream for me. I always was very clear about what I wanted. And I learned pretty quickly, thoughts turn into feelings, and feelings can turn into actions. And the cool thing about that is I can control my thoughts. I control my actions. And so if I'm in a place in my life where I'm not happy to be, you know, it's a pretty powerful feeling knowing that you're responsible for having been there, but you also have the power to get yourself out of there.
One of the things that people may remember, the name Sean Anderson, a couple of years ago, he pedaled 4,000 miles across the country. And while he was doing that, he interviewed a couple hundred people who had, in one way or another, been identified as having gone the extra mile, thus the creation of this Extra Mile America. And so how did you, I go back to the motivation in general I asked you, but more specifically for this, why this then for you?
Well, in 2008, the media was just filling us with all these things about how we couldn't succeed, how things couldn't happen for us. Foreclosures were at an all-time high. Businesses were closing. Even banks were closing. You know, divorce rates were high. People were losing their jobs everywhere. I mean, the media was full of so much bad news that I felt that they started to lose that basic sense that if you really want to create positive change in your life, you don't look to the government to create the program for you. You don't look at your spouse and say, hey, what are you doing to make my life better? Mm-hmm. You don't look at your boss and say, what are you doing to help me keep my job? But you go the extra mile. You keep doing more and you take responsibility. So I wanted to use my small voice and create this tour, this Extra Mile American tour, to remind people that positive change is created not when we continue to do the same thing, not when we continue to do the status quo, but when we're willing to do more, to give more, to add more. And that's what Extra Mile America and my first tour in 2009 was all about.
You know, Doug, I've told you this story before, but when I was in my 20s, I started just kind of not being happy with where I was going and just not feeling good about...
You're a loser, Richie.
Well,
let's face it.
You know, I mean, hey, and you know, when you go through a rough patch in your life, you start to feel that way.
Yep, you do.
And then I was listening to an old Led Zeppelin tune, and it changed my life, and what Sean just said brought me back to that moment. Nobody's fault but mine.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that everything that happens to you is nobody's fault but yours, and that you are in total control to change anything that happens to you.
Can I twist that around just a little
bit? It puts you in power.
Yeah.
Absolute power.
I think but fault and blame, I had you may have seen it once, I had a sign in my office, fix the problem, not the blame. Hard for us to do sometimes because we like to find out that it's somebody else, or think it's somebody else who's responsible for our problem.
But once you take responsibility, it's so empowering.
It is. Take responsibility for yourself.
That was my fault.
About yourself and with yourself. And that's really the message here. So you continue to create. You continue to motivate. What's going on November 1st with you?
Well, as part of the 2009 bike ride, I was pedaling across the Nevada desert, and there was a stretch of the Nevada desert about 65 miles across without any kind of rest stop. And here I am, I'm going, wow, you know, how can we drive attention to this extra mile message? How can we get people really understanding that if you want to create great things in your life, you go the extra miles? And I go, wow, what if we create this extra mile day and work with some of these mayors that we've worked with and have them clap for and celebrate and recognize the volunteers in their community who are going the extra mile? So as soon as I got into a place I could make a phone call, I called my staff and I said, hey, you know, let's do this extra mile day thing. I think we can get some attention. We can really plant this message and we can clap for a lot of people who aren't clapped for in these volunteer heroes. So in 2009, I was elated that 23 mayors across the country said, yeah, we like that. We've got some volunteers and organizations that are doing great things in our community. We want to recognize them. Well, the message has continued to resonate. It's continued to grow. And right now, as of last night, 510 cities across the United States have declared and recognized Extra Mile Day to various forms.
Good for you. So maybe if you come back and give us the results of that, maybe on November 2nd, that would be kind of, I don't know what day of the week November is. No, it's Saturday, Sunday. So on Monday the 3rd, maybe if you come back and give us the highlights and motivate, we'll just use it as another opportunity to motivate people. How's that for an idea?
Well, that would be my privilege. And I know that you guys are motivators there because your backgrounds are motivators. I read a couple of bios and just your history of having gone where you've gone and what you've achieved. I mean, you've had so many opportunities in your personal life to have quit, to have stopped and said, the dream is too big and I can't continue.
You don't know the half of it.
Yeah, you don't know the half of it, whether it's personal or whether it's the professional side, you are right. So let's keep inspiring. Sean, look forward to talking to you on the 3rd of November and see how this Extra Mile Day works out. Pay attention to this. You can go to extramileamerica.org to sign up or just become aware of whether this is happening in your city or not. Maybe you can get somebody locally to do it if it's not in your city. Extramileamerica.org. Sean Anderson here on Good Day.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
Can our pets get Ebola? Here are the facts. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With the news surrounding the Ebola outbreak, it's sometimes hard to separate fact from fiction. Dr. Ron DeHaven, CEO of the American Veterinary Medical Association, is here to set the record straight.
the chance of a dog or a cat being exposed to the Ebola virus in the United States is extremely low, just as the risk is extremely low for people in the U.S. There have actually been no reports of dogs or cats getting sick from Ebola.
Doctor, should we be worried?
This particular situation, as it is in the United States, is reason for caution and concern, but certainly not a reason for panic. We have appropriate measures in place, and the incidence in a couple of people does not put the population at large at risk. So it's time to be cautious, but no time for panic.
For more information about Ebola and keeping pets safe, visit avma.org/Ebola.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. After the hour, we're all over the place with information, conversation, a little of this and some of that. And now we go to the that. Warren Eckstein is here. He's the author of any number of books on pet care. He also has a line of vitamins and minerals just for your cat or your dog. Hugs and kisses, they're called. Speaking of cats and dogs, there are cat people and there are dog people, and we're going to identify them in just a matter of moments. Are you a cat person or a dog person? I better not be even close to being a cat person, Warren. We'll find out how that works in a moment here on Good Day.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Hit the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One mouse bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time only for those who death.
Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend. Okay, so how can you tell this is going to be good? Let's figure out whether Kenny or any of us, Jennifer, is a cat person versus a dog person. I want to be a dog person.
Here's the quiz, okay? Cat people are more likely to be women. Dog people, obviously, more likely to be men.
Mm.
Cat people, more likely to be introverts. Dog people, more likely to be extroverts. Cat people more likely to be liberal. Dog people much more likely to be conservative.
Really?
And more likely to be creative. Cat people are more likely to be creative, but dog people are more likely to be agreeable. And I love this one, Doug. Cat people are more likely to stick with their friends at a party, where dog people are seeking attention from other people at the social gathering.
And smelling their cat.
Well, you know why dogs do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
It's a handshake.
No, it's surfing the web. It's Google. It's Yahoo for dogs. All the
really?
Information they need is right there. Yeah, they're surfing the web when they sniff each other's butts and are crying.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on in.
There's so many things I know that you have no need to.
Right, apparently.
Okay, I have a question then. Can I ask a question?
Please, Jennifer, yes.
Okay, so last night I'm petting my cat, Warren, and this happens all the time. Petting Kitty, oh, she's fine, she's purring, and then all of a sudden she beats the heck out of my hand and just bites me and almost draws blood.
Really?
I know she's crazy, but what's
happening? We need to have a really long talk, but let me tell you what's going on. You're sexually stimulating your cat.
Ew! I don't want to do that.
I didn't say you wanted to do that. You wanted the answer.
Where were you petting her?
I was petting her head.
There you go. But think about it. When a female cat is in the process of breeding with a male cat, the male cat is kind of holding and biting at her head and stroking her head at the same time. So you set up that sexual stimulation. Just like when you rub a male cat on his belly, sometimes they'll turn around and bite because that's that love bite after the act of having sex with a female.
Really?
So they beat the heck out of each other after they do it?
So is this what lesbian love is all about? What is that? What do we have?
You guys are way behind my page, maybe, at this point.
Wow.
But no, it's very... No,
there's so many inappropriate jokes.
Okay,
here.
So how do I pet my cat without turning her on?
Meow.
Oh, my God.
Send her in another room and let her listen to Barry White, okay?
Just no, I want to... I'm serious about this because I just pet it, like, you know...
Pet her for short periods of time on her back and not on the head.
Really? Yeah. But she always wants me to pet her head.
I mean, that's exactly why. She wants sex all the time. Man, I could make you feel good this morning, Jennifer.
So what if you turn them over and rub their bellies?
Belly's a different story. Rubbing your belly can be a sign of either total confidence in a pet or total submissiveness. In other words, if a dog or cat exposes their belly, they're submissive at that point.
Right. Come on, Jennifer. Sing it to your cat. Let's hear it.
That's disgusting. I feel like Bill Cosby.
Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Check out petshow.com. And also check him out at Doug Steffen. Good Day Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael 48. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is
the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.